Prepare yourself for a snowstorm of global proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com.
Welcome to Lulu on behalf of Jerry and me.
Tell them who you are, Barbara.
My name is Barbara Keller.
The lovely Barbara Keller in her opening remarks at the Paul Lewin campaign kickoff party. Paul Lewin is running for re-election to the Palm Springs City Council, and Barbara and her husband Jerry and other generous hosts invited a capacity crowd to hear Paul talk about his vision for the future. And it was a really great time, and I bring it all to you right here after this. I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revivals store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist, reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
And my coverage of the re-elect Paul Lewin for Palm Springs City Council kickoff event, which took place at Lulu, California Bistro, in front of a capacity crowd on Tuesday, July 14th, continues uninterrupted now.
Jerry and I are so thrilled to have you here because Paul is, as you all know, because you all wouldn't be here if you didn't.
Yeah.
Not just a terrific, bright guy, but somebody Jerry and I know since I think he was, well, maybe not a teenager. Paul was, it seemed that way to us. Of course, we're so much older. But Paul was, I think, on vacation from getting his master's degree in Washington, D.C., at George Washington. That's how long ago we met him. His parents owned a Adagio Gallery diagonally across the street from here. His grandparents owned B. Lewin Gallery, where we are standing right now. And Jerry and I were frequenters of both. And so when Paul was in on vacation, we got to meet him. And I remember thinking, wow, what a lovely young guy this is. And so many years later, he became someone who was so important to the community of Palm Springs. And we could understand why. We knew it was going to happen that way. Paul is a thoughtful, intelligent, sweet, one of a kind. He is his own person, and he's a listener. And Jerry and I are so proud of who he has become. We feel almost like we are family. And so we are very, very happy. You needn't thank us for doing this. We are really thrilled to do it. And I'm going to turn this over to my husband, who has many more intelligent things to say.
Well, I made it up here. There's an old show business axiom that says, never follow a kid's act. And that can be extrapolated to never follow Barbara Keller. Anyway, it's great to be here. I know Paul for quite a while, as Barbara said, and I got seriously reacquainted with Paul when he was spearheading the charge to not have the prison near Palm Springs. And that was a terrific first effort. And then when he was interested in being on the city council, I was more than happy to help him. And in the last 4 years, he's really helped the continuing development and growth of Palm Springs. So, he's been courageous. He's been his own person. He's fought for the things he thought were important for Palm Springs, and he's fought against the things he thought would hurt us. And he's really been a shining light on our city council. And so I'm very happy to have him here at the first party for his certainty of being reelected. Yeah. Here he is.
Well, good evening, everyone. And Jerry, if you say don't follow Barbara, what's it like for me to follow you and Barbara? It's a tough act. Folks, will you, I think Jerry and Barbara Keller epitomize what is great about our community. They are some of the best humanitarians in the Coachella Valley. They give their time, their energy, and they are your hosts tonight, and I thank you both for inviting me and having me. Thank you, Jerry and Barbara. I got a few thank yous to do, and I hope you'll bear with me, but I'm just really grateful tonight. First, I want to thank my mother and father, and my mother's here, Ann Loon. You have to get up. For raising me and giving me all the advantages in life that have allowed me to serve you. And then I want to thank Kelly McLean, my best friend and partner, my right hand and my left, and the whole McLean family for all that they do. I really appreciate it, Jenny and Mike. Are my fellow council members, Chris Mills and Jenny Fote here? All right. Oh, good, good. I want to thank them for all that they do. I'm going to talk about a lot of things that we've done in the Palm Springs City Council, and I want to remind everyone right now, it's never an individual. It's always the collective leadership, and Ginny and Chris and Rick have been great mentors to me and great supporters. For that, I'm grateful. Now, where are the co-hosts that are here tonight? Everybody who's a co-host, Dr. Cy Young, the McLeans, raise your hands. Where are you? Harold Master. These folks are the folks that, between the Kellers and the co-hosts, have made us be able to have this campaign kickoff be free of charge, open to the public, the interested public. And they deserve our gratitude and thanks as well. And I also want to point out we've got Glenn Miller, a fellow elected from the city of Indio, here tonight. Thank you, Glenn, for coming. And I'm sorry. And now, last but not least, I want to thank all of you. You are the 1%. You may not know this, but you're the 1%. You're the ones that show up on a hot, sweaty July night because you care enough about the future of Palm Springs to evaluate your leadership, decide who you want to vote for, and then you turn around and you tell your friends and your family what you think. So I'm ready to stand judged by you because I appreciate what you do. Now, Jerry and Barbara talked about 4 years ago. A little before 4 years ago, we all came together. We stopped a jail that was the wrong thing for City of Palm Springs. And now the right thing is happening. The right thing is happening. We're expanding the regional jail system. It's going on in Indio. It's going on in Banning. And those are the right locations because that's what's good for public safety. And 4 years ago, I ran on an idea that we could bring a fresh perspective and some practical solutions to what's going on in Palm Springs. You all took a chance on me and gave me that opportunity, and I hope that you're happy with it. Where's Spiro? Are you in the audience still, Spiro? Where are you? Raise your hand. Fresh perspective. Spiro and Peter had this idea, that this fabulous sculpture, Forever Maryland, might look good in the city of Palm Springs, right? It was a darn good idea. And what we did was we got it here without using taxpayer dollars, and we put it right in the center of Palm Springs. Why? Why did we do that? Because the town was going through a renaissance, but we were going to have a two-year demolition project ahead of us. So we needed a symbol of rising from the ashes, and Maryland was a great example of that. Right? We also did some other things that are out of the box. We brought the Buzz Shuttle into town. Right? Probably the most used bus system and transit system in the state of California. And what's different about it and unique about it is it puts our residents and our tourists together face to face, because our residents are our best ambassadors for our brand. And we've got over 100,000 riders in 6 months. And I'm very proud of that. The other thing is, are you familiar with our film incentive program? What we've done that's different and a fresh perspective? We brought the film industry to the city of Palm Springs.
Yes.
We had Behind the Candelabra, we had American Dream Builders, we've had reality shows in Canada. It all produces revenue and makes the city of Palm Springs look great. But on the practical side, there's the economy. And I want you to know that we have done that. We have looked out for your tax dollars. We have balanced the budget every year for the last 4 years. We've kept a healthy surplus in the cash column, and we've funded everything as we've gone along. And what does that mean? We're not bonding out the money. We're paying as we go. We're not indebting future generations while we invest in today. And I'm very proud of the entire council for what they've done. So I'll speed this up a little bit because I know it's warm up here. There's three things that I really focused on over the last 4 years, and that's the environment, the economy, and our quality of life, okay? And on the environment, I think you know that we've been leaders in the Coachella Valley. We've enacted the most progressive and sensible water laws in the whole Coachella Valley. And we were doing turf buyback programs before it was a sexy and hip thing to do, am I right? And then, when the drought came, we went on your behalf, you the citizens, we went to the Desert Water Agency and we asked them, Desert Water Agency, will you put some muscle into this turf buyback program? Will you use some of your money? Because we can't bear all the cost on our shoulders. And I'm so grateful to the Desert Water Agency for doing that. They put $1 million into turf buyback and they put another $1 million into turf buyback. And right now, are those not some of the best areas in the town?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's drought tolerant. Right. On the economy, I think you know where I stand. I believe in a robust economy that creates jobs. I believe in a year-round economy. That's right, we'll give you an applause moment in a second. Harold, you're here. Good, I'm glad to see you. Mr. Matzner, thank you. So how do we know? So I wanted to bring a year-round economy. I wanted to burst this notion that Palm Springs goes to sleep in the summertime. And it's not up to me, but it's an idea that we pushed forward. We got our Bureau of Tourism to get on board. We've seen our merchants embrace this idea. And what has happened? Well, we now have two major music festivals in the city of Palm Springs in the summertime. And those festivals are bringing the next generation of tourists and homeowners. Because you know, how many here started out as a tourist? How many here? That's right. Tourists become the next generation of homeowners and investors. And we get groups like the Arrive Hotel, Mr. Chris Pardo's over there, that come as a tourist and decide to invest in our community. The other way that we are building a year-round economy is supporting new sectors. We're supporting the iHub, the Innovation Hub. Is anyone familiar with that? Now, I'm impressed. This is creating new types of jobs that are non-seasonal in nature, and this will lay the foundation. But that's for the future. Right now, what can we look at? Well, we look at tax revenues. How well is the economy doing? Let me give you a few numbers. Property taxes since 2011 have gone up 13%. And that's a big number because property taxes don't turn over until you buy or sell a house, right? That's a slow lagging indicator. But sales tax, guess how much sales revenue has gone up in the city of Palm Springs? 20%. And you know why that's such a big deal? That is a measure of how well our restaurants, our merchants, our big businesses, our small businesses are doing. A 20% increase. And folks, do you know we do over $1 billion a year in taxable sales in the city of Palm Springs? You know, that's like twice as much as a city our size should do. So that's an enormous jump. You know, if you only did $2 million a year, going up 20% wouldn't be a lot. But at $1 billion a year, it's an achievement we can all be proud of. Let me give you the last number. The quickest measurement of how well we're doing is the hotel tax. Does everybody know what that is? It's the best tax in the world because it's paid for by non-residents only. All right? This is true, and this is our economic engine, folks, and why we talk about it so much, because we use that money to provide services to you. So in the last 4 years, guess how much TOT has gone up? Anyone want to take a guess? That's okay. 60%. Thank all the hoteliers for their investment. And this is how it all comes back to quality of life. Remember I said the environment, the economy, results in our quality of life. We take that money as your city council members and reinvest it here at home. So what are we doing? We're fully funding public safety. We're adding a lieutenant to the police department and two more community service officers. And if we keep growing the economy, we can add more people to our first responders. They're very, very important. You never know when you need to call 911. We want them to be there to answer your call. Something that I think all of you will really appreciate in terms of quality of life is road building. Does anybody think we need new roads in this town?
Yes.
Yeah? So usually we do $1 to $2 million a year in road paving. This year we're going to do close to $12 million in road paving. The single biggest road paving project, thank you Harold, in a generation is going to go on this fall. So please excuse the dust, but we're rebuilding this town. So there's a lot of other ways we work on your quality of life. Let me run off a quick list of the things we've done in just the last 4 years. We've fully restored and reopened the Wellwood Murray Library, an iconic, and thank you David Gray for your hard work on that. We have focused on pedestrian safety, putting in really good crosswalks in the uptown area and putting crosswalks at the Boys and Girls Club. Okay, we have rebuilt and reopened our skate park for our city's youth. This is a major achievement. Okay, that's something that's great for the kids of our town. We've also invested in our community center, the James O. Jesse Highland Center, the DeMuth Center. We support the Mizell Center. And we are also going to add bike lanes, finally, to the city of Palm Springs. Is anyone a biker here? A couple of you? Is anyone a driver? Bike lanes are good for drivers and bicyclists, okay? It's going to add to everyone's quality of life. So last but not least, I would be remiss if I don't talk about the downtown project and what it means for all of us. Here's what it means to me as your council member. We are building a downtown that we are all going to enjoy. There's going to be a brand new Central Park in Palm Springs. Just think about that. Just think about that. An old crumbling mall and now an open park. And it's going to be summer-friendly, pedestrian-friendly. And between that project, the Arrive project on the north end, and the Port Lawrence project, if you think of those three in aggregate, do you know how many jobs we're going to create in the city of Palm Springs? Does anybody remember when the Hard Rock Hotel opened and they did a jobs fair? And how many hundreds of people lined up? You do, Steve. That's right. Well, we're going to create three times as many jobs with this. And those are real jobs, from entry level, from back of the house, from valet parker, all the way up to middle management and general manager. Those are good jobs with ties to major corporations that will allow our citizens, our young people, old and young alike, to get in and go up. And I got to say, we are witnessing history with these projects. So I want to thank all of you for trusting us on the council to bring this forward. Speaking of going forward, folks, I need your help. I'll be shameless about this. I need your help and your support. We have some tough things that we need to tackle in the coming 4 years. First among them, I think, is homelessness. I think we all recognize that things have changed in Palm Springs. Things have changed in Los Angeles on this issue. And while this is technically a county responsibility and a state responsibility, I think we citizens know it's a humanitarian responsibility that we have to confront. And I gotta say this, I've talked to people like Arlene, I've gotten myself educated over the past 4 years, and thank you, Arlene, for what you've taught me. The population that we have right now that's not getting helped by our traditional services probably needs some non-traditional services, some other ideas. And I'm willing to sit down at the table, work with council and our stakeholders to figure out what those right solutions are. But I think it's the ethical thing to do, and I want your support, I want your buy-in to say that we're going to do things a little bit differently in the city of Palm Springs. Thank you. Thank you. It's very important. And I want to point out, we're always going to have this tension in the city. A city with 75 years of history and great architecture, there's going to be some push and some pull in the community between whether we preserve a building or build something new. I'm not going to take a blanket stance on anything. I'm going to tell you that I've grown up here. I plan on raising my family here. I plan on retiring here. And our legacy is very important to me. We will balance. We must balance that tension between preservation and new construction. I will take everything on a case-by-case basis, listen to all parties, and make the best decision I can. And I want to thank you for that. I gotta say, you're such a beautiful crowd. I could talk to you all night. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna cut it short. I'm gonna cut it short because my mom is probably getting bored by now. I'm gonna say this. Listen, this November, you're gonna have two votes for city council. I want you to use them wisely. Do what's in your heart. I'm asking you for one of those votes. If you like what I've done, I promise you I will give you 4 more years. Make this city the most beautiful city, the most ethical city, and the most economically vibrant city that we can. I want to thank you all for coming out tonight. God bless you.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have 2 books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, photos and interviews from the historic Hollywood premiere. To find these titles, go to nicholassnowlive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.